listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. The federal government says it plans to fix unfair laws that reduce the long service leave entitlements of casual employees in the coal mining industry. Differences in compensation packages between full-time and casual workers has long been a sticking point with industry unions. It comes as part of the government's Protecting Worker Entitlements Bill, which will be introduced to Parliament this week. Vinnie's Queensland CEO Kevin Mercer says we're at a point of market failure around our rental housing market. Vinnie's has seen a significant increase in calls for accommodation assistance. Mercer says we must maintain current stock levels by not scaring off landlords while protecting tenant rights.
We've got a problem at the moment where we've got a shortage, a severe shortage of rental accommodation, affordable rental accommodation, and that's the result of probably decades of lack of investment in public and social housing, and we're now at a crisis point.
Two men have been charged with trespassing after allegedly entering a vessel that was moored at the Beacons in Airlie Beach. It's alleged they got into the 30-metre boat through an unlocked rear door. Police say they found the two men swimming on a beach afterwards, with one of them also facing a drug charge after allegedly being found with cocaine. They are both to appear in Proserpine Magistrates Court next month. Taking a look at local sport, it was the first match of the season in the NBL 1 North, with our Meteors and Meteorettes taking on Rockhampton Rockets and Cyclones. For the women's side, the Cyclones were leading in the first half, then our Meteorettes came back full force in the second half, with the girls neck and neck right up to the last second, with the Cyclones winning by 2 points, 82-80. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and the Whit Sundays local news, and add to your favourites now.